Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. As I was listening to Vivian and Sean give their analysis of the way that we understand how the global power structure works, I was really happy to hear them referring to organized crime and the structure of organized crime. I gave an interview this week on one of the largest true crime channels on YouTube, Sean Atwood. Shout out to Sean Atwood. We had a whole 30-minute discussion of the history of organized crime, how that ties into the assassination of JFK, most likely. That's one of the prevalent theories that seems to have the most evidence behind it. Of course, I think there's other power players as well behind the assassination of JFK, including intelligence agencies, including foreign governments, as well as organized crime and the mob. And I wanted to review a little bit of that because that's one of the first things I discussed in the fourth hour 2 years ago on the Alex Jones Show, having been hosting the fourth hour now for 2 years, a little over 2 years. Because this week it was big news, this huge dynamic scandal, bigger than Enron now, right? This FTX Sam Bankman-Fried scandal. And the more that you dig into this crazy rabbit hole, what you find out is that not only was this, a big scam and they were stealing money, it was also funneled $40 million to the Democratic Party for Biden. And we noticed that FTX as a platform popped up, you know, out of nowhere, seemingly about 3 years ago. And of course, there were already large crypto exchanges that already existed, like Binance, Coinbase. And then we have this sudden emerging thing on the scene with the face of the quasi-autistic, Afro-minded man-boob figure of Sam Bankman-Fried, who's supposedly this genius that nobody, you know, he's way beyond everybody. He sleeps on a beanbag in his office, and he's got floppy hair, and he just happens to be best friends with Bill Clinton, and they're so close, and it's just all going to be wonderful with all this crypto. And then what do we know? Shocker. It's a big, huge, bigger than Enron scam. And he's still tweeting. He's still trying to explain himself as this altruistic billionaire who wants to give all of his money away as he lives together with a goblin-faced creature, supposedly his, quote, girlfriend, that they all sleep together in a giant orgy with 10 people living in an apartment complex. I mean, come on. Does anybody really believe that this guy was running this? Well, it turns out, as if you listen to BitBoy's interviews, BitBoy has dug really deep into this. I think Owen had BitBoy on, and they talked about the background to this whole scandal. And over on BitBoy's channel, he's gone into depth with other people who, this Friedberg character, who was involved in a famous early 2000s online poker scam. And so it seems like they sort of recruited in these people who had a history of running high-level scams. And this was pumped up to the nth degree with all of these Hollywood people, all of these stars, all these famous people pointing out how amazing FTX was, the FTX token, all this stuff. And it was, and people are shocked at how fraudulent and fake all of this is turning out to be. Yes, there you go. Would you like to join these two in a round of coitus? I know everybody's tempted in the audience. Try to hold back your temptation there. Let's go take a cold shower real quick if you need to, if you're giving in to your base passions right now. But I'm just joking. This is no shocker, because as I'm listening to everybody talking about, It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a rug pull. There's nothing behind the tokens. It's fiat. They're taking all the money. That's exactly how the Federal Reserve works. It's like everybody's shocked at well, wait till you find out that the Federal Reserve is the same scam system. It's a giant rug pull Ponzi scheme. And if you go back, you know, Creature from Jekyll Island, if you go back to Woodrow Wilson, Colonel Edwin Mandel House, who was the UK banking elite agent who helped get all that legislation through, who helped promote Woodrow Wilson setting up and weaponizing the Federal Reserve System, which, by the way, is part of the Communist Manifesto. If you didn't know, you might think that communists don't like bankers. But in fact, if you remember, we did a whole breakdown of this famous book. No, in fact, communism has always had billionaire funding, as did fascism. Fascism has the exact same history as Professor Anthony Sutton has shown in his books. So it also turns out that there seems to be connections to MIT, the background of FTX, people at MIT, people in the finance department, people connected to some of those Epstein departments, it turns out, have these. Now, and why is that? Well, because this is a giant Ponzi scheme, a giant scam intended precisely to funnel people's money offshore. And again, if you are shocked by this, I can't stress how shocking it is to you to understand that the dollar is the same. You understand that they're doing the same thing with your tax money, with the dollar, especially when it moved off of the gold standard. But even prior to that, Dr. Carol Quigley, everybody knows all to hold up the books, right? It's just basically a show and tell book program over here in the fourth hour with me, your librarian nerd who does your homework for you. Dr. Carol Quigley talks about how the banker notes were always a fiat scam going back hundreds of years. And they would print up more notes and flood the society with notes beyond the actual gold holdings that they had. And that was part of this gold note scam. And so the same thing is the model for the central bank that was set up throughout the central banks, I should say, set up throughout Europe, throughout the 1800s and the 1900s. And that became the model for the Bank for International Settlements, which is the World Reserve Bank of World Reserve Banks, the Federal Reserve of Federal Reserves. It's the central Federal Reserve Bank of the world Federal Reserve banking system. They all are connected to that hub. And most people don't know about this by design, on purpose. And that's why it occupies a central section of Carol Quigley's Strategy and Hope, as well as a few other people who seem to have picked up on this over the years, a few economists and a few people who have written on this. But for the most part, people just are mystified, and they think it's like this big onion layered scam of all of these different, you know, economics. So the GDP and the jobs report and the this report and the that report. And it's all a bunch of mystery and smoke and mirrors. And guess what? Guess what's behind all that smoke and mirrors? Well, it's not stacks of gold at Fort Knox, right? It's FTT scam tokens. It's the exact same thing. So if you're mad about FTX, or if you think that, oh, crypto's a scam, crypto, it's not a scam. Many cryptos are scams, but you understand this has nothing to do, for example, with Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the preeminent inflation, it's the hardest asset. It's completely inflationary resistant because it has the fixed number of coins that can never be inflated beyond the fixed number when the last Bitcoin is mined. And so it's extremely rare. And for that reason, it is not like these kinds of proof of stake coins that are all just printed out of thin air. These are all, again, literally modeled on the Federal Reserve System, on the Enron style scam system, on the coming carbon scam system. When they roll out the carbon credits and the carbon tokens and the carbon-based cryptos, those are already starting to roll out. Guess what? They're the exact same model as FTX and all of the other collapsed scam models. Luna, Terra Luna, that collapsed, 3 or 4 months ago? Exact same scam model, exact same rug pull, exact same. You can earn 30% by staking your coins, and it's just printed out of nowhere. That's all the scam stolen money, right? And they're gambling with your money that you put on the exchange. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis.
Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun, via your skin, helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. I want to remind you, if you notice there on screen, you'll see that second box there. It's one of my biggest interviews I've done to date, and that is with Colonel Douglas McGregor, who was Trump's pick for national security advisor. He did not get that post that was blocked, I think, that involved Mitch McConnell, if I recall. But Colonel McGregor is a frequent guest on Tucker Carlson. You may have seen him or heard of him. And we did a full hour breakdown of everything from the Great Reset to FTX scam token, Sam Bankman-Fried style Federal Reserve stuff, to the Ukraine situation, Russia, et cetera. It was an amazing interview. It's, again, one of the biggest I've done to date. Be sure and go to my YouTube channel and check that out. It's getting a lot of attention, a lot of good feedback. So if you're looking for a deeper breakdown from a high profile individual, definitely go check that out. And also, I would add to today, I'm going to be uploading. We had earlier in the last hour, Alex had the children of two of the most famous directors. I just did an interview with one of the other most famous directors, son Andrei Tarkovsky Jr. So if you're familiar with Tarkovsky's films. And the amazing art that he put out over the years, films like Stalker, films like Solaris, films like Rublev, sort of capturing the history and the essence of Eurasia and Russia, especially in art and iconography. We went really deep into the breakdown of Andre Jr.'s documentary that he put out. It's now at the Criterion Collection. Sent him a prayer about his father, about Andrei Tarkovsky. So Tarkovsky, of course, being hugely influential as well in the global film scene, influencing many, many filmmakers in the West, in Hollywood as well. And so you definitely want to check that out. I'll be premiering that on my channel this week as well. It's also already available on my Rockfin channel. So if you're looking for information like that, that's a little edgier, a little sooner than other stuff, you can subscribe to me over on Rockfin. I think Greg Reese is maybe coming over to Rockfin as well. Paul Joseph Watson's on Rockfin too. So a lot of cool stuff over there. You know, we were talking about this scam model, how the scams work. And these scams are structured in the way that a lot of intelligence agencies have structured secrets and cells, secret societies and cells over the years. And so if we think about how, for example, organized crime set up the secret societies that they had, we go back to Sicily in the 1800s, 1700s. This is the origin of the Omerta, which is a secret oath, a death oath that you make to your don, to the don of the local. At that time, it was a militia, but the militias are actually the local militias is where we get the idea of the Sicilian mafia. Now, when a lot of the immigrants came over to the U.S., they didn't find a lot of help with the existing local police. So naturally, they would continue their model of local neighborhood militia, and that's where we get the ideas of the Don and this kind of stuff. But the Omerta, the secret ritual, which is actually a copy from certain Masonic rituals and Masonic groups out of Italy, known as the Carbonari, the sort of they copied this, and that's because one of the early Italian revolutionaries his name was Garibaldi. He was influenced by Giuseppe Mazzini, who was one of the most famous. There you go, exactly. This is the Omerta scene in Sopranos. And I'm sure if you've never seen The Sopranos, I highly recommend checking it out because there's a lot of gabagool. A lot of gabagool, a lot of gumars, and a lot of goombas up in The Sopranos. But it's a great show. We did a whole two-hour breakdown of that show, by the way, if you're looking for a great podcast, getting into all the really insightful elements in that show, including there's the Omerta right there where you burn the image of the saint. And you sort of take a blood oath. But there's also references to, you know, the tie-in with organized crime and intelligence agencies. There's references to the CIA, to Tony having to at times collude with the FBI. All of that comes up in that show consistently throughout. Yeah, I think one of the best TV shows ever made, honestly. But it's instructive, again, because as you heard Vivian, I think, mention in the last hour, you know, the organized crime model is really the best way to understand how the global elites run things. Now, this may sound like, oh, yeah, of course, there's organized crime. Yeah, we all know that. But people just still can't figure out there's this block in their head, this roadblock between there being organized crime and global organized crime. They just cannot figure this out. They cannot figure out that giant pharmaceutical corporations operate like organized crime. They can't figure out that giant international banking institutions operate like organized crime. Now, we just had a giant institution that collapsed. Guess what? It's operating on an organized crime model. And it's not run by nerdy dude with an afro. Okay? He's the face of that. He's the front of that. And the front people, they take the fall. And the media right now is running cover for him. Mainstream media is running cover for Sam Bankman-Fried. Oh, he's altruistic. It's not his fault. It's all these other people. Well, yeah, maybe he's just a front man, but they're covering up because they know it shows that the giant establishment leftist, especially Democratic Party system is a big scam. And it totally exposes all that. And it exposes that because it's kind of always been that way. All right. And I'm not saying that the Republican Party doesn't have a bunch of phonies and con artists as well. I mean, they're basically the same party for the most part, right? Except for a few outliers and people that, you know, people on this broadcast all know about. For the most part, these people are all part of the same big scam. And crypto was just one of those easier ways to kind of mask the scammery by selling people on the idea that the Federal Reserve model of fiat system, oh, let's just put that into crypto, do the exact same thing where we can print up infinite amounts of digits on the screen and just say, oh, yeah, well, there's a zillion FTT token, and we'll just keep inflating the price of the fake coin. And as people invest, they will take the investor's money and put it into his own betting and investments. And, you know, again, it's obvious that this is just the exact same model of the Federal Reserve scam debt-based system applied to the crypto world. And the whole point of Bitcoin itself, Bitcoin, which has nothing to do with any of these things, none of these scams, Bitcoin is, it exists to fight that model. That's its purpose. So, you know, I think a lot of people kind of, we were open to the possibility of where Ethereum might go. Ethereum was for many, many years based on this idea of proof of work like Bitcoin model. And then it recently switched to, quote, proof of stake and admitted to the censoring. So Tornado Cash, these other recent scandals in the domain of Ethereum have proven that Ethereum is now part of global coin. In fact, Klaus even says he likes it now. He likes the Ethereum. We will go over to Ethereum. So while we might have withheld judgment and been open to the possibility, now it's gone into full on. It's part of, apparently, it seems like it wants to go in the direction of Klaus coin, global coin, because now they're willing to admit censoring when they're requested to censor at the node level. And that's not what Bitcoin is. Bitcoin is not that, you see. So it's different. So a lot of people who don't know about this sector, they kind of class it all together. And every time there's a shakeout, oh, it's because it's all a scam. It's not all a scam. That's why all of these other coins are not modeled like Bitcoin is modeled, right? And so, again, it sort of vindicates Max Keiser in a way, right?
Max Keiser, Bitcoin.
Bitcoin is vindicated. Because it's all the Bitcoin people, right? Michael Saylor, Max Keiser, who had been saying for the last year that these entities are going to start collapsing. You're gonna see, this Three Arrows Capital. You're gonna see Voyager. You're gonna see Terra Luna. You're gonna see, because the same model had been done in the past through exchanges like Mt. Gox, which got hacked many, many years ago. BitConnect was another one of these Ponzi scams that collapsed based on paying people out of money, tokens made out of thin air, basically. So these are all just scam models. That's all I'm trying to say. And that doesn't mean that everybody or everything in crypto is a scam. That's why it wasn't about Bitcoin. It was about everything but Bitcoin, you see. And most of the global elites don't like Bitcoin openly, right? Bill Gates, I wish we never had Bitcoin, right? Hillary, get rid of Bitcoin. They all do not like that because that's one of the ones that they can't control. Because it's actually decentralized. These other ones are completely centralized and are based on the print out of thin air scam debt model. That is the Federal Reserve model. And that's why this was all promoted for the last 3 years with zillions of dollars by all these Democrats and all these Wall Street, CNBC people to pump this up because it was a scam. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis.
Thank you.
It's November 2022, and that means our historic biggest sale of the year is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on our best-selling products when you use promo code 1776 or 1776 at checkout. Finally, back in stock, our super high-quality, organic-based multivitamin. Back in stock, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, incredible. Back in stock, massively discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. The Vitamin C Zinc, again, organic vitamin C, 1100% with the rose hips and zinc. This is the Linus Pauling formula. You want it, InfoWarsStore.com, and the list goes on and on. DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Supermel Vitality, Physic Magnesium, all of it from 40 to 60% off when you use promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. You're insane with all the stuff going on in this world. If you don't boost your immune system, plus it keeps us on air, a win-win.
Do you got a bugatti? Do you got a bugatti? I'm just joking. That's my Andrew Tate impression. But welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. We are talking about the structures of large-scale scammery, large-scale deception, large-scale financial bamboozlery, and particularly the Federal Reserve System is kind of actually pretty much the same as the FTX collapse scandal system. So there's been a lot of these, as we pointed out. And the reason I was bringing in organized crime is that one thing organized crime got pretty adept at, and is, I guess, still pretty adept at, is financial scammery. So we often think of, you know, mobsters or organized crime as, being involved in a little bit of sanitation. I got to take out the dead body, take out a little bit of the trash, gabagoo. No, but that's not all they do. Organized crime is also involved pretty heavily in large-scale financial scammery. And that actually comes up throughout The Sopranos as well. There's many episodes where Tony gets involved in a big scale gentrification HUD type of scam, right? And that's referenced, I think, in season one or two, very similar to the stuff that Catherine Austin Fitz had investigated, amazingly. And there's a couple other episodes where, you know, Tony gets involved in these high level financial scams that at one point he sets up a front thing that is that has to do with stock scams. Right. And stock trading and whatnot. And he puts a couple guys running this, and that works for a little while and makes maybe a few million dollars, something like that. And so, but those are models on a micro scale for what big scale scammers do on a macro scale. And it's just amazing to me that, you know, people can figure this out at the local level. They can figure it out that maybe even their governor at a state level, maybe even the president or some government official is involved in a scam. But they can't figure it out beyond these goofy public official people, as if there aren't billionaires involved in scams, as if there aren't people, you know, like FTX scale people, multi-billion dollar scams. Now, everybody knows about Enron. Everybody knows about Bernie Madoff. And now everybody knows about FTX. But do you think that that's it? Like that's the only scams that go on, or that's the only deception that goes on? You don't think that it goes on at the level of the Federal Reserve? It doesn't go on to the level of the Bank for International Settlements? What about the level of Davos and the World Economic Forum? Could they possibly be involved in economic scammery, or all, do you think that they're all altruistic people who want to help you like Sam Bankman-Fried? Are they just sweet, nice people? They care about your health. They want you to be happy and healthy while they also want you to not be around. Right. I mean, how can people not figure this out? I'm mystified by this. And so my point of this is that, well, how do we understand Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX and then the Democratic Party connection there? Well, it's like mafia. It's like organized crime. You got to work for the big boys. You know, we'll promote you on the global stage for the next 3 years. Sam, come work for us. You be the nerdy tech face of crypto, because presumably, from the psychological warfare vantage point, from the market research, the only people into crypto are nerds. So you're the face of it. Maybe other Silicon Valley companies with nerdy face people are the same, you think? You think maybe? Maybe something like Facebook is something like, I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. What do you think? Think about this. Maybe this is a model for other things. I don't know. And then you do what we say. However, if things go sour, Maybe you don't pay your dues. What happens? Well, you take the fall. You're the fall guy. You're the man that is the face of this, and you're the one that caused all this. Maybe we'll run a little interference for you for the mainstream media, and we'll try to say that you're just this autistic genius savant nerd guy. But no, ultimately, right? This guy might take the fall, as if it's just one guy. And that's another lie the system's always propping up, right? Like, oh, it's just this one dude. It's one, we got one bad apple over here. We'll root the bad apples. As if this is not a gigantor scam with obviously a lot of high-level connections. But, of course, the high-level people, the Dons, not Don Trump, the Dons, the Don in the sense of the mob Don, right? The structure of the mafia, if you didn't know this, the reason that it was so successful for many decades in the 30s, 40s, and 50s was a cell model where a lot of the foot soldiers, they didn't actually know who was running things. They might know about the Don, but they might not even meet him very much, right? So they don't really know. It's compartmentalized. It's a cell structure. And it was so successful and hard to bust because a lot of the soldiers, they would interact with the bosses, but the boss alone interacted with the Don. And so that's one way, one model by which this type of thing was so successful. And that's also portrayed throughout The Sopranos as well. Because remember, Tony's not really a Don. Tony is a boss, right? And he's got soldiers under him. But, Tony has to interact with and deal with the the Dons of the five families. Right. And so it's every now and then he has to drive over to New York and talk to the various Dons. But Tony's not exactly at that level. He's sort of below that. And so he's, oftentimes having to get Christopher, the main foot soldier throughout the series, to go and do all these operations and run all this stuff. And so, but Christopher has to pay, right, his cut, right? When he gets made, if you remember in the show, that comes with new responsibilities, right? So Christopher, his whole life, he lacks this father figure. He looks up to Tony. Tony plays this father figure role. When he finally gets made from being just sort of a thug to a made man with status, it comes with all these responsibilities. And now he has to give you even more money, right? Now he owes more money. He has to do more scammery, more operations to bring Tony a bigger cut. So all what he thought was all this power and prestige and honor was actually just even further signing his soul over to the devil. And that's actually a big part of the show where over time, Christopher starts to realize that he's basically made a deal with the devil. And this ends up in him having an after death or near death experience, right, where he gets shot and he sees himself in hell. And he relates this, midway throughout the show. Anyway, the point is just that this is the model for understanding how the elite in our day run things on a grander scale. It's the exact same. And that was the point Vivian Kubert was making in the previous hour. So hopefully everybody caught that. And, Sean Stone was making the same point with secret societies and spies and spy networks and all that. It's the same stuff with this, right, with organized crime. And, that's what this is, controlling the black markets, right? Brzezinski, he made that famous comment that it wasn't just a matter of, in terms of geopolitics, controlling legitimate markets. It was also necessary to control the black markets. Now, that's a big part of controlling things on the geopolitical grand chessboard, running black markets as well. And so this is where you get into, a lot of the dark stuff that everybody's heard about and that has come out in the last several years, right, regarding international black market type stuff. And this also relates to elections. If you remember, and this is all everybody's talking about this in the last week because of the midterm elections. And it's sort of like you can't talk about election fraud or scammery. You're not supposed to talk about that, even though that is a fact of history. So facts of history. And it's even well known that the U.S. has employed certain people to fix elections in other countries for the last 60, 70, 80 years. There's people who are fixers who go for intelligence agencies and go and fix elections. I think Roger Stone even did a whole breakdown of who fixed elections in other countries and might have been involved in fixing the previous presidential election. There was a big famous essay that Roger Stone did some 2 or 3 years ago on that very thing, pointing this out. It's just kind of should be well known, but no, you can't even mention that. So as the world government is put into place, as gigantic financial scam institutions collapse, you can't talk about it, and you're bad if you do, but also it's not that bad, right? So for years and years and years, there was no global government. You're bad if you mention that. You're crazy. And by the way, there is a global government, and it's a good thing. And if you don't like it, it's because you're a bigot and you're small-minded. So it's just gaslighting. Just like, you know, half of my videos on YouTube have the Great Reset warning from Wikipedia, the New World Order warning from Wikipedia. And it went viral on Twitter this week that as you talk about the global government summit that's going on, there's a warning pops up to tell you that this is disinformation and conspiracy theory, that there's a global government summit as it is going on. Amazingly. That is Orwell. That is gaslighting. And hopefully everybody can recognize this. Hopefully everybody has enough common sense and enough IQ points left to figure that out, what's staring everybody in the face. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. This is Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Follow me on YouTube. Follow me on social media, and also support Alex in the store.
What does it mean when you read that a vitamin or a mineral is essential? Well, it means that without it, you die. Without water, you die on average in about 5 days. Without food, you die on average in about a month. But what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the trace elements and the energy that your body needs to not just survive, but thrive. And in this insane environment today, it is now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock, a very high quality, organic based multivitamin. It's massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, the key amino acids, everything you need. It's an incredible best-selling product. It's back in stock, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Everything is 40 to 60% off when you use promo code 1776. The lowest discount is 40%. A lot of the discounts are 50%. But when you add the additional 1776 promo code, up to 60% on many of these items. So again, whether it's Fizzy Magnesium, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all of these products are now in stock, ready to ship to you at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation and keep us on air. You've seen the enemy attacks. You've seen their attempts to shut us down. They are obsessed with this because InfoWars is effectively exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to support your body's natural defenses, a 360-win situation, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and using promo code 1776 for up to 60% off. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. Now take action.